Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to leveling up that inner man. Today we're diving into something powerful, something that separates the good guys from the truly great emotional intelligence and empathy. Ever felt like you were missing a piece of the puzzle when it comes to understanding people's emotions, or maybe even navigating your own? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, right? But trust me, mastering this stuff can change the game in every area of your life, relationships, career, even just your overall sense of well-being. So buckle up because we're about to break down some key takeaways that will have you feeling like a master emotional detective in no time. First things first, let's talk about self-awareness. This is the foundation, my friends. It's all about understanding your own emotions, recognizing your triggers, and knowing how they influence your thoughts and actions. You know that feeling when you're stressed and suddenly everything seems like a mountain to climb? That's your emotional response kicking in. The key is to become aware of these patterns, to label those feelings accurately, frustration, anxiety, joy, whatever it is. The more specific you are, the better equipped you are to manage them. Next up, we have self-regulation. This is about taking control of your emotional responses instead of letting them control you. It's like having an inner thermostat for your emotions. When things get heated, practice taking a step back, breathing deeply, and choosing a measured response instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it as hitting the pause button before you say or do something you might regret later. Now, let's talk about social awareness. This is all about tuning into the emotions of others. It's like having an emotional radar that helps you pick up on subtle cues, body language, and unspoken feelings. You know those times when someone seems down, even though they haven't said anything? That's your social awareness kicking in. Pay attention to those cues, practice active listening, and genuinely try to understand what others are going through. Empathy is the next big one. It's about stepping into another person's shoes and truly understanding their perspective. It's not just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about connecting on a deeper level and showing genuine compassion. Remember that time you felt misunderstood? Imagine how much better it would have been if someone had truly listened, understood your feelings, and offered support. That's the power of empathy in action. And lastly, relationship management. This is where all the pieces come together. It's about using your emotional intelligence to build strong, healthy relationships. It involves clear communication, active listening, conflict resolution skills, and the ability to navigate different personalities with grace and understanding. Think of it like being a master builder, carefully crafting connections that stand the test of time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They're down, feeling lost, and maybe even lashing out a little. How do you respond? You could offer platitudes like, "It will get better," but that might not feel genuine or helpful. Instead, you practice active listening. You let them vent, acknowledge their pain, and show empathy by saying things like, "I can't imagine how hard this must be for you," or, "I'm here for you no matter what." You avoid judgment, offer a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even suggest a distraction, a movie night, a hike in nature, anything to help them shift their focus. That's emotional intelligence and empathy in action. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of your emotions and build stronger connections with the people around you. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice, but every step you take towards greater self-awareness and empathy will make a world of difference. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you navigate challenging emotional situations? What are some tips that have helped you develop your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of masculine power and wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep leveling up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.